Psalm 7. We're in Psalm 7 this morning, and we're going from verse 17. The psalmist is talking about persecutors, troubles, tribulations, and everything he's going through, and he's not too happy about it. But he gets to the end of the psalm, the last verse, and he says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. God's word says, I will give thanks to the Lord for his righteousness. I will make music to praise the name of the Lord Most High. New King James says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. The Message says, I'm thanking God who makes things right. I'm singing the fame of Heaven High God. Yes. The Passion says, but I will give all my thanks to you, Lord, for you make everything right in the end. I will sing my highest praise to the God of the highest place. Amen. The psalmist is not putting his hope in his circumstances at this point. He says, Lord, above all, I can sing praises for your righteousness. I can sing and I can make music to you. And that what he's saying is, as I do, I will change in my attitude. Amen. So I haven't shared from the commentaries for several weeks. So I'm going to share a few commentaries this morning, just so you know I'm not backsliding. Okay? Matthew Henry says about this verse, let us look to the Savior under all our trials. Blessed Lord, give us grace to look to thee in the path of tribulation, going before thy church and people, and marking the way by thine own example, that spotless example. Under all the persecutions in which our lesser trials mark our way, let the looking to Jesus animate our minds and comfort our hearts. I like Matthew Henry. I like the way he writes. Let the looking to Jesus animate our minds and bring comfort to our hearts. Spurgeon says, Psalms are agreed. They all exhibit the blessedness of the righteous and make its colors the more glowing by contrast with the miseries of the wicked. The bright jewel sparkles in black foil. Amen. 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 When miseries are there, Jesus sparkles. Amen. Praise is the occupation of the godly, their eternal work, and their present pleasure. Singing is the fitting embodiment for praise, and therefore do the saints make melody before the Lord Most High. The slandered one is now a singer. His harp was unstrung for a very little season, and now we leave him sweeping his harmonious chords and flying on their music to the third heaven of adorning praise. Amen. William Dreyer says, to bless God for mercies is the way to increase them. To bless him for miseries is the way to remove them. No good lives so long as that...
Would you repeat that line, please?
Okay. To bless God for mercies is the way to increase them.
Nope.
To bless him for miseries is the way to remove them.
That's powerful.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that powerful?
Amen.
Are you all listening?
Yeah.
No.
Turn to each other. Say, that's powerful.
That's powerful.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. No good lives so long as that which is thankfully improved. No evil dies so soon that which is patiently endured. And
wow.
McGee says, and he says it this way, my friend, you always know it's McGee when he says that, because he says it all the time. He's like he's talking to you as he's writing. My friend, God will deal with sin and wickedness, and he will finally eradicate it from his universe. Praise the Lord. Adam Clark says, and this is the last one, those who are happy may sing, and he who can duly celebrate the name of God, who knows it to be a strong tower into which he can run and find safety, has inexpressible happiness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and say this verse from, And as soon as she puts it up, it's God's Word translation. I will give thanks to the Lord for His righteousness. I will make music to praise the name of the Lord Most High.
Sherry, read that last part from McGee again. Because it fits perfectly for the first song. You must have known that.
Amen. My friend, God will deal with sin and wickedness. He will finally eradicate it from His universe. Praise the Lord.
Sorry.
You mean this one?
I do, but that's good.
Those who are happy may sing, and he who can duly celebrate the name of God, who knows it to be a strong tower into which he can run and find safety, has inexpressible happiness. Amen.